The state's top attorney is targeting tuition policies for immigrants without legal status. Details on the outcome of an investigation into the state superintendent's office TV and an energy project in southern Oklahoma won't happen after all. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, August 6th. I'm Deborah Ashar. State Attorney General Gentner Drummond is suing his own state with the help of the U.S. Departments of Justice and Homeland Security. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos reports Drummond hopes to end in-state college tuition for students in the country without a legal immigration status.
In their complaint, the agencies contend federal law prohibits migrants not lawfully in the country from getting in-state college tuition that's denied to out-of-state students who are U.S. citizens. Oklahoma statutes allow for students without valid immigration status to enroll in state schools as long as they can show proof they've applied for permanent residency. Still, court documents say the state of Oklahoma, aka Drummond, agrees with the plaintiffs that federal law preempts state statutes making a college education accessible to unauthorized migrants who meet certain criteria. The goal is to end state educational support for such migrants, quote, no exceptions, per the complaint. I'm Lionel Ramos.
Oklahoma House Speaker Kyle Hilbert says State Superintendent Ryan Walters has been vindicated after a review of Walters' office television. The investigation stemmed from allegations from board members that nude women were displayed on the TV. State Impact's Beth Wallace has more.
According to a forensic analysis, the television showed Samsung's Movie Hub action channel when powered on. Hilbert contacted Samsung for a schedule of what aired during the board's executive session and was told the 1985 R-rated film The Protector was on. The movie features scenes with nude women. In a news release, Hilbert says Walters and the board member's stories are therefore credible. Quote, the available evidence points to a bizarre accident involving a newly installed television defaulting to a pre-programmed channel. Last week, Walters questioned if the board members who brought the allegations were instructed to lie about the incident at the direction of Governor Kevin Stitt. He called for the members to resign, quote, immediately in disgrace for the lies that they've told. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
Controversial new social studies standards are set to be taught in Oklahoma's schools this year. Thomas Pablo reports the state Supreme Court denied a petition to stop their implementation.
Around 30 advocates filed the petition last month challenging mandates that would increase biblical teaching and Judeo-Christian content in classrooms. Oklahoma Board of Education members approved the standards in February. Some state officials, including State Superintendent Ryan Walters, argue Christianity was essential in the United States' development and should have a special place in school curriculum.
These are the best history standards in the country. You're going to see states all over the country following Oklahoma's lead.
Oklahoma was recently ranked 50th in education in a new study. Americans United for Separation of Church and State is a nonprofit representing the petitioners. Its Associate Vice President, Alex Luschenitzer, says the decision is disappointing but does not mean the case is over. The court offered no further explanation in its rejection. I'm Thomas Pablo.
A proposal for a hydrogen production facility in southern Oklahoma has been canceled. Anna Pope reports Woodside Energy, the company in charge of the project, ended it because of industry challenges.
A Woodside Energy spokesperson says the challenges in the lower carbon hydrogen industry include high costs and lower than expected demand. Andrea Anderson with the Ardmore Development Authority says those involved in the project felt like things were going to change once the Trump administration came into office.
While the incentives are still there to a degree, the overall friendliness toward the project, I think, at the federal level and just the change in administration, is, along with the rising cost of construction that every industry has seen, really has made the project unattainable.
She says the project was expected to bring 30 jobs with a wage three times the average household income of the city. This comes as the Michelin Tire plant north of Ardmore is winding down operations and a Dollar Tree distribution center in nearby Marietta remains closed following a tornado, though it is expected to reopen later. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anna Pope.
We have more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
These days, there's so much news, it can be hard to keep up with what it all means for you, your family, and your community. The Consider This podcast from NPR features our award-winning journalism. 6 days a week, we bring you a deep dive on a news story and provide the context and analysis that helps you make sense of the news. We get behind the headlines. We get to the truth. Listen to the Consider This podcast from NPR.